You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah, we've got a special guest on with us today. I want to thank Rachel Sapoznik. She's the founder and chief executive officer and president of Sapoznik Insurance. Rachel built this from scratch, from her garage, to the largest wellness solutions company here in South Florida. So, well, welcome back to the show, Rachel.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor to be part of your show.
Oh, listen, it's our show. It's all about you, Rach. Listen, I want to ask you, you know, it's we're in the middle of this healthcare debate, and, you know, I don't want to really talk about what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. What I'd like to talk about is how can people make sure that their insurance stays low no matter what the result is of the debate?
I love your question, Jimmy. The reality is we all have to be responsible for our healthcare. It's not a government issue. It is a people issue. And we, each of us, Jimmy, have to take care of ourselves. The obesity rate in our society is incredible. Did you know that in Dade County Public Schools, 30% of our kids are borderline diabetic or diabetic? Think about that.
Don't they have PE? Don't they eat fruits and vegetables?
Absolutely not. They're not eating fruits and vegetables. PE is voluntary at best. And we have moved away from the whole concept of physical activity. And that is what's getting us to where we are today. And we are not talking about that in the Congress of the world. We need to be talking about our own physical activity.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. When you and I were kids, we'd ride our bike to Reynolds Park Elementary. Then we'd go out to PE where we'd run around and play kickball and dodgeball. And then we'd ride our bikes back. So we must have had 2-3 hours. And then we'd go play football in the street or baseball or tennis or whatever it is, or just chase around the house. There were 3 channels on TV. You were going to go outside and play. So how do people improve the wellness of their family and also in their business? Because it affects the bottom line of business too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. People have got to get back to getting off that chair, putting the computer down, putting the iPad down, and moving. And what we've done and what I've done, and I've really thought about this for a long time, is we've created this whole concept is the gift is you. You are the gift to your family. And as you know, anyone that has a family member that's sick or has medical issues, it is difficult. But if we start to take care of ourselves and we become the gift through education, through health and wellness, we are going to be here really making a difference. And once we start to talk about these things, you're going to see healthcare costs come down. But they will not come down with a Band-Aid, no matter what they pass.
So, you know, you wrote this book, A Passion for Wellness. It talks about the healthy employee and the healthy bottom line. Tell me about the relationship between the healthy employee and the healthy bottom line.
Most employers are suffering from something called presenteeism. People are coming to work, but they're not present. They're staring at a computer because they're overworked, they're tired, they haven't moved, they haven't exercised, they're eating fatty foods. And what we have done is really gone out there and spoken to the C-suite. We're talking to the CEOs, we're talking to the presidents, owners, and saying, your employees are spending 8 hours here. If they are healthy and they are active and they are present, truly present, they're going to be more profitable for you. Let us bring in the programs. So what we do is we actually bring in programs where we're doing biometric screenings, making sure they know what their test numbers are, they know their numbers, and we bring programs after that. Pilates classes, massage therapy, nutritional, healthy eating programs, learning about diabetes, learning about blood pressure, and really bringing them as part of having skin in the game.
Well, in the 80s, that would mean that you were making the company soft. To me, today, it sounds like you're creating a company that many of the people under 40 would want to work at. To keep and retain these people, it's expensive to hire somebody. It's more expensive to have absenteeism. So how do people find out about your programs? What are some of your programs that you do?
What we're doing, we're actually bringing in the programs to the employers, to their locations. We're dealing with car dealerships. We're dealing with manufacturers. Car dealerships predominantly, we right now have 11 of the top 25 car dealerships that are under our programs because they understand these guys are out there, they want to make a sale. But while they're out there, we're making sure that our nurses are out there watching them. We're making sure that our physical activity is out there with them so that they can be the best employees for the car dealerships.
Well, the car dealerships, they sit in the office, they drink coffee until somebody comes in or they're pounding the phones all day. Then they go out and they walk up and down on the blacktop. So I've got to believe that they think they're getting exercise, but maybe they're not.
They're really not. And the sad part is many of them don't even know that they have high blood pressure, that they're a heart attack waiting to happen, a stroke waiting to happen. When our nurses come in and show them their test numbers, all of a sudden they start to lose weight. They become much more conscious about their numbers. And now they're taking pennies on the dollar medication as opposed to going into the emergency room or having a surgery done.
And I'll bet that, so then if you're doing this over time, do you present them with sort of like a graph that shows their progress so that they can feel personally rewarded?
Absolutely. So we're doing these things year over year. Each year we're coming in there, showing them their numbers, and we're showing them how they're progressing over time. And what we're finding is that more and more of employers are looking at this as not only employee retention, but also for the millennials. The millennials love working for a company that cares about them, not only from a productivity standpoint, but truly cares about their work-life balance.
Well, that's one of the most important things in today's world is work-life balance. I know one of the young people that I mentor just left on a five-month trip around the country just to get his, you know, just to... I think just experience it. And I think that, you know, in the 80s, that would have been looked as crazy. Now I think every single person I know is just not even jealous, but thinks that that's the right approach. So what would you do, for instance, for a manufacturing company?
What we'll do for a manufacturing company is we go in there and we really do an assessment. And we show the manufacturers that their employees are not going to the doctors. Why? Because they save their sick days. Most people have six sick days. They don't have time to use those days on themselves. They save it for their children. And you know, Jimmy, we live in the sandwich generation. So they're using their sick days for their parents because most of them are taking care of their parents and their children. So they're walking around with high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, and they didn't even know it. When we bring our team in, we're able to show them where they stand in the numbers and then give them solutions of how to work to get healthier. We don't just want to tell them what's wrong. We want to help them get better.
So it sounds to me like the reward system is just not rewarding the right kinds of things and that there maybe needs to be a little bit more flexibility on what type of time off somebody can have, or maybe have something, a facility in the larger firms that helps facilitate this on site. What about that?
Well, that's a fantastic statement, and we are working with the local hospital right now for something called pop-up clinics. The pop-up clinics will come into the location once a week, once a month, once a quarter, as frequent as the employer wants, and they will stay there all day with the doctors so that we can bring the employees through to make sure that their diabetes is under check, to make sure their blood pressure is under check. So we are bringing the medical facilities to the employer so that the employees are, in fact, getting help.
What a great idea. I don't understand why every company doesn't have a wellness consultant like yourself to help them become, I'll use the big P word, profitable, more profitable. Businesses are still about the bottom line, but sometimes you need to have holistic approach to emphasize a good, solid bottom line. What's your prescription for a holistic approach at a business?
Well, that was one of the reasons why I wrote the book, A Passion for Wellness. Healthy employees, healthy bottom line. Most CEOs and CFOs in particular thought that wellness was just a bunch of noise. But once we started to show them the data, the reports that were done by Harvard, showing that once you have a healthy workforce, your healthcare costs start to come down, they're starting to understand that they need to be part of this. But it has to come from the top. Any employer that would want a wellness program, the champion has to be the CEO, has to be the owner, because they will be the best messenger to their employees.
Well, I guess if they set the right example, then people will follow through. Just the way that it used to be that the boss used to be the first one in and the last one out. I think that the boss now needs to be the healthiest one in the environment and show people that it's important to the boss, either him or her, and that that helps the rest of the people kind of come along with them. Now, if somebody wants to get more information or bring you on board as a wellness consultant, how do they do that, Rach?
Well, they could check my website, sapoznikinsurance.com. They could check my personal website, which is www.rachelsapoznik.com. We're local but national. We have clients all over the country. We have been celebrating now my 30th year. Believe it or not, Jimmy. Not
oh
bad,
my gosh.
Huh? Do you think I need any Botox?
We'll ask Marty. I don't think so.
We're going to have to talk to Marty later about the Botox.
My wife is outside, right? Well, I say you're still a beautiful, sexy woman, just like when we met in high school and junior high, and you were always Well, I can't say anymore. My wife is outside. But Rachel, listen, I want to thank you so much. And we have a lot more to cover. I hope you'll promise to come back real soon and give us some more feedback on the wellness program and how it's taking off and how other people can get involved. Again, if you could please give me the websites and places people should look. And I'm going to flash your book in front of the Facebook Live people again.
So Sapoznik, www.sapoznik.com or www.rachelsapoznik.com.
My old and dear friend Rachel Sapoznik almost got me in trouble there. Rachel, we're gonna go to break, so come around here, give me a hug, and we're gonna thank you so much for coming in.